recommendation. And this would be the award of contract 15-0133 to Electronic Transaction Consultants Corporation to purchase the toll revenue management and maintenance program systems services, pardon me, in the amount not to exceed $25 million. So we have a motion to put that on the agenda at our October meeting.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Director Dotson. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Director Brooks. Is there any questions, comments, thoughts? Okay. So all those in favor?
Aye.
You opposed? I as well. Motion passes. So Business Systems Item 1 has been placed on the October board meeting agenda with the FAO committee's recommendation for approval. Procurement. Under Section 8 of our agenda, I understand procurement will be presenting three items today. Mr. Donato, would you like to present these items for the consideration of the committee?
Sure, I will. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Mayor. So as you stated, Mr. Chairman, we do have three items for consideration this morning. The first one is a request to utilize a CMS master contract for our annual purchase of maintenance and support for all of our Oracle licenses. This maintenance and support covers all of our Oracle database licenses throughout our enterprise and is critical when unplanned interruptions occur. CMS is now in the last renewal for these services and will start a new competitive process as this contract expires next year. Award is recommended to Mythics Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $1,171,988.54 for the one-year initial term. Keep going?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Second item is a renewal of a tollway contract to continue our legislative liaison services with Cullen and Associates. This vendor provides lobbying services and informs us of any pending legislation that may impact the tollway. This is the final renewal, and we have already started the new RFP process for these services. Award is recommended to Cullen Incorporated, doing business as Cullen and Associates, in an amount not to exceed $40,000 for the final six-month period. The third and final item is an award of a tollway sole source to purchase 11 additional LifeRay Portal Enterprise Edition service subscription licenses and 1 year of maintenance and support. The software is being utilized for building websites and web applications, and the product also enables maximum performance due to its load balancing and failover features. Since we are a current LifeRay customer, additional licenses must be purchased directly through LifeRay as opposed to one of LifeRay's partners. Award is recommended to LifeRay Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $158,125 for the one-year initial term.
Thank you. If there's no objection, I'd like to take the procurement of these three items as a group. Therefore, we'll need the committee to approve the consolidations of these items for consideration. May I have a motion to consolidate procurement items 1 through 3 for consideration and actions? So moved by Director Gomez. Is there another whisper for a second? Director Dotson. All those in favor indicate by saying yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Any no? Okay, they're consolidated. Having passed to consolidate these items, may I now have a motion to approve placement of procurement items 1 through 3 on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation?
Motion.
Motion by Director Dotson, second by Director Brooks. Are there any questions? I actually have one. On the third item with the sole source, I know that Sean and I talked about within technology sole sources, how we have to do. There are no other options that we can find right now for that?
No, since we're already a LifeRay customer, they have actually sent us a memo saying that they're the only provider since we're an existing customer already. So we have to buy these licenses through them.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the clarification.
Sure.
Any other questions? Okay. Seeing none, we already have a motion and a second, pardon me. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. So the motion passes. Procurement items 1 through 3 have been approved for placement on the October board meeting agenda with FAO committee's recommendation for approval. I understand that engineering has 17 items for consideration today.
So
lock and load, let's strap in and get ready with an additional item to be deferred. Paul, would you like to present the engineering items?
All 17.
Yes. I'll
be happy to do that. Engineering is recommending approval of all of these. And I'll start, as I usually do, with construction contract awards. Item one, this is a construction contract award for the installation of a new storage building at our M14 maintenance yard, which is over here at 355 and 88. This building is going to contain three separate areas that are going to be utilized by state police, fleet maintenance, and also facilities management. We're going to store vehicular evidence in this building, and some of our vehicles that are waiting to be commissioned, and also other fleet assets. Right now, we have to put them outside, and they're subject to the weather, so they deteriorate, so it's going to be a much neater and a much more a better way to handle the storage of these items. We got many, many bids on this, and contract award is recommended to Tri-State Enterprises, who's the low bidder, at $2,192,786. This is going to be their first contract with the tollway, and they also are using some subcontractors, Windy City Electric, Hartwood Plumbing and Heating, and also Rush Mechanical, that are also new to the tollway. So this contract is a small business set-aside contract. We specifically did not include this in a larger job because we wanted to provide opportunities for new construction vendors to do work for the tollway. And this is a demonstration of how this program is succeeding. That also explains why, because it is a small business set-aside contract, you have to have a certification as a small business to actually bid on this job. So it's not subject to the normal DBE goal setting or veteran goal setting processes that we have, because small business contracts are race and gender neutral. It's a race and gender neutral program.
Item 2.
Okay, item 2. This is a construction contract award for roadway and bridge reconstruction between 14th Street and Mannheim. It's on the Gene Adams Memorial Tollway. It includes 3.3 miles of inside mainline pavement and bridge reconstruction along both directions of travel. The bridge work is going to occur on the inside portion at 12 mainline bridges. We got 4 bids on this contract. The award is recommended to Judd-Mall Contracting, who is the low bidder at $58,722,801.93. This is the second contract that they've been applying for on the tollway. If I could just say a few brief comments about, you'll note on the next few items, these are all our big I-90 contracts that we're advertising for 2016 work. It's the inside lanes. We deliberately went about tackling the I-90 work. We're reconstructing and widening 25 miles of I-90 from Elgin Toll Plaza into O'Hare. It's very challenging. We have a lot of traffic in that section. We deliberately tackled all the hard work first. We built on the outside. We're doing that right now. Thankfully, the board has authorized some schedule recovery proposals for us, and we're making great use of the weather that we have right now, and they're making tremendous progress out there. Next year's work is going to be quite a bit less challenging because we're only working on the inside lanes. We're not going to be subject to utility. We're not going to be subject to poor soils as much because it's all just removing and replacing what's already out there. So we're getting very, very strong bids on these jobs, but it is producing a discrepancy between the engineer's estimate and the bids that we're getting. Thankfully, the bids are coming in well below the engineer's estimate. Actually, on these jobs that I'm recommending today, they're 16.2% lower than the engineer's estimate. Normally, the engineer's estimate is closer. I use the engineer's estimate as a programming tool to make sure that we're on target. We put together estimates for I-90 in 2011 without any detailed plans or specifications. We knew the task was widen and reconstruct I-90. We assembled a number based on a very high-level estimate of $2.5 billion to do that. The engineer's estimates help us make sure that we're tracking towards that overall budget goal of $2.5 billion. I can tell you today we're doing very well on that. Last year at this time, when I was recommending award of the outside I-90 contracts, they were actually all above the engineer's estimate, 2% above. So the designers this year, they used the average bids for all the different units from last year's contracts, And we can see the environment this year is much more aggressive and much more competitive. So we're getting great prices on this work. I think I'm taking comfort from the fact that the multiple bidders that are getting, they don't care what the engineer's estimate is. They know how much this is worth to them, they know how much it costs, and they all bid these jobs very tightly. So it's a long explanation that engineering's provided here, but I wanted you to know that we feel very confident with the bids that we're getting, and we're strongly recommending that the board approve them, and it's going to put us in a great position to follow through on the promise of getting 90 widened and reconstructed by the end of 2016 and doing it within the $2.5 billion overall budget that we established.
That's great. Thanks for that update.
So item two is the first one, and I explained it, and I'm recommending that we award it. Item three is for similar work.
I think the chair would like to take questions after each item since we have so many of them.
Feel free, if you've got a question, we can run through them all, but if you've got a question, we can stop too. So is there a question on item one? Okay, let's keep going.
Okay, and so that was the long explanation for item two.
That's great, thank you.
Three and four are also for I-90 inside mainline contracts. The slight nuance on items three and four are that these are two larger contracts, and we specifically allowed the contractors who wanted to bid on these two contracts, they're right next to each other on I-90, we gave them the option of bidding them as a combination bid. We still are going to administer and manage them as two separate contracts, but we used this strategy last year on some of the bigger I-90 contracts to try to encourage bigger contractors to go after our work, create some more competition, and maybe even get some additional economies of scale, some better pricing. And we saved $5 million doing it last year. On contracts three and four, we also provided this option of bidding a combination and giving us a discounted price for doing both of them to demonstrate, you know, how much value there was in the economy of scale. We are going to save $900,000 on these two. So we're very happy with these two bids also. Item three is for widening and reconstructing I-90 between 53 and Arlington Heights Road. Once again, we're just redoing the inside lanes and the median. There's also going to be some work on the inside portion of three mainline bridges. We've got five bids on this contract. The award is recommended to FH Pass UNSM Nielsen, who's a little bidder at $39,338,028.32.
Okay, item five.
Item four.
Oh, we jumped one.
Yeah, item four, this is similar. Work on I-90 between Arlington Heights Road now and Oakland Street. It's a 2.3-mile section. Some work on all the works on the inside lanes and median and plus two mainline bridges on the inside portions. Four bids on this contract were received, and award is recommended to FH Pass UNSM Nielsen for $32,112,429.02.
Questions on three and four? All right, let's go to five.
Well, that concludes all the construction contract awards. Item five is a supplement that we're seeking approval for on one of the construction management contracts. This was on the western portion of I-90. This work was largely completed by the end of last year. That's when we did open up the widened and reconstructed portion of I-90 from Elgin Toll Plaza all the way out west to Cherry Valley Interchange. One of our consultants out there, the construction management firm, it's a joint venture of Harry L. Hefter, that's HOH and AES Services. We want them to do some additional work for us, and they have been performing work at an increased level of effort. These sections of I-90 also lost some time due to wet weather and poor soil conditions. We paid the contractor to work extra hours and extended hours and work on weekends. Every time the contractor's out there, we need the construction manager to be out there too, monitoring the work. So they had to put in a lot more extra effort and time than what we originally anticipated when we negotiated their contract. They actually oversaw six contracts on I-90 for us. We're recommending that we supplement them to finish up the work. They're going to close all these jobs out this year. And the recommended supplement amount is $581,881.17.
Any questions on five? Okay, six.
All of the remaining items are extra work orders and change orders. These are modifications to existing construction contracts to respond to unforeseen conditions that they're encountering out in the field. And actually, this number six one, I presented several recovery schedule proposals to the board last month, and they were all approved, and these contractors are making great use of those additional funding. You can go out there, you see a lot of work being performed on the eastern portion of I-90 right now, all made possible by these schedule recovery efforts, and we're making great strides. This is the last large one that we have proposed for I-90. It's an extra work order requesting funding in the amount of $5,850,000. It's on contract 4207. The construction firm is the joint venture of Flody and Donovan Construction. It is for schedule recovery on this particular section of roadway between Roselle Road and the 290 Illinois Route 53 interchange. This is a very complex section because of that big system interchange with 290. There's a lot of multiple maintenance of traffic stages. They also ran into a lot of issues with the utilities, similar to the other sections of I-90. All of those issues are resolved now, and we want to pay for some additional premium time and extra labor and extra equipment so they can get this work done. This one took us longer to negotiate because it's going to be difficult for them to actually meet the goal of getting all the pavement done before the end of this year. And in fact, we structured this particular schedule recovery proposal to be prorated based on how much they actually do get done. So if they don't finish everything that we need to have done this year, this value will be decreased. So the payment to them will not exceed this amount if they make the goal, but if they come in less, it will be prorated downwards. And they recognize that it's a big challenge for them either, and they're more than willing to, you know, take their chances and move forward with it. So we are recommending that this be approved.
Questions? Okay. Seven.
Item seven, this is an extra work order requesting funding in the amount of $258,090.66. This is to on contract 4212 with FH Pash and S.N. Nielsen. This is a minor schedule recovery proposal that we had. This is a section of I-90, which it has been delayed, but it actually is structured to be a two-year contract, so we have a little bit of extra time to play with because they won't have to finish all the work before the end of this year. But we do want to recover some of the lost time that they've incurred due to poor weather and soil conditions, and it will put them in a great position to finish up this work next year.
Is that the two-year amount total, or is that an annual total?
This is the total for this particular proposal, and it will be spent both probably, it will be spent before the end of this year.
Any other questions? Okay, item eight.
So item eight is a change order extra work order requesting funding in amount of $340,013.18. It's on contract 4208. It's with the joint venture of Walsh Construction and K5. This is to provide quantities for temporary pavement. We need this temporary stage traffic at the 53 interchange. The designer did not include enough quantities of temporary pavement in the original contract plans. We did get a competitive bid price for the temporary pavement. It's just we need more of it. All these larger type change orders and extra work orders do get evaluated with respect to errors and omissions on the part of the designer. So we do follow up with them after the fact to determine if the tollway was harmed, you know, by not having the total amount in the original contract to begin with. I will tell you though that this particular contract is still tracking within the budget. We don't see any particular problems.
Item nine.
Item nine is a change order extra work order in the amount of $338,982.35. This is on contract 4208, also with Walsh and K5. We want to make revisions to the fiber optic work that they're doing for us out there between Illinois Route 53 and Arlington Heights Road. We actually wanted to increase the size of the conduit that the fiber optic is running in. The designer specified the exact size of conduit required, and it's difficult in the field to pull the amount of fiber through it. It's taking a lot of extra time. We want to pay him to just upsize the fiber conduit size so they'll have an easier time constructing it. It'll also provide us with some additional room in the future if we have to run more things in there. So we want to make these changes in the field. This contract is tracking within its budget, and we do expect that we need commitment at the end of the day to be met.
Okay.
That's another general comment I'd like to make on all these extra work orders and change orders. These are jobs that are in progress. So all the DBE earned to date appear to be low compared to the committed amount. From the math perspective, when we calculate and give you the DBE earned to date, we put the dollar spent or given to or expended on DBE services over the total contract amount, not over the amount actually performed to date. So the percentage is actually higher of the work performed to date. It just looks small compared to the total contract award amount. Also, I will tell you, we report on the DBE earned in all of our quarterly reports on the program, and the rolling five-year report that we're giving you shows you that on the construction contracts, at the end of the day, they finished at 18.5%, which is right on target with the original commitments on those contracts. And on the professional services side, over the last 5 years, they're closing out at 34% DBE commitment, which is well above the committed goals at the original time we entered into those contracts. So they do appear low because the job's in progress, because it's just starting. But at the end of the day, we have seen that they do come in very, very close to the committed amounts.
Okay, next item, 10.
Item 10 is a change order, extra work order, requesting funding in the amount of $496,015.40. It's on contract 4209. This is with Walsh K5. And this is the same as item number 9. It's just the next contract down the road. This is between Arlington Heights Road and Oakton Street. It's exactly for that fiber work that I talked about.
Okay,
11. Item 11 is an extra work order for water main and sanitary sewer relocation. It's $304,014.97. It's on contract 4208 with Walsh and K5. This is on their work between 53 and Arlington Heights Road. There was a water main and a sanitary sewer which were determined to be in conflict with the proposed retaining wall in the field. Ideally, we like to design around those utilities when we put the plans together, and we use information from utility atlases, record drawings, and in this particular instance, the lines were not where they were shown on the record drawings, so we have to make this adjustment in the field to avoid this conflict.
Those lines belong to
ours? None of these lines are ours. I will have to determine who is the owner of those. I will tell you that all the utilities that come onto our property after we established our road was there, they come on via permit, and via the permit, they're required to relocate at their own expense.
And the private.
I don't know what the particular instance is here. We know that even if we are reimbursed, I do need to pay the contractor to do the work for us, and then the monies will come back to us through the reimbursement, if that's what the permit requirement says. And on one of the next ones coming up, that is specifically the case, because it's a Village of Rosemont water main, and they have committed to reimburse us for that work.
But Director Gonzalez, we'll get back to you and find out if that utility in question is.
Any other questions? Thank you, Don.
Item 12, this is a change order, extra work order, requesting funding in the amount of $242,819.82. It's on contract 4207 with Cody and Dunaway. We want them to rip up the retaining wall that they're building right now to minimize an issue that there were potential conflict with the Mizenjala water main. We know that revising the retaining wall is going to be more cost effective for us than actually relocating this jowl water meter. So we want to move forward with this modification and this construction.
Okay, 13.
Very similar situation on item 13, but a different contract. This is a change order extra work order. It's for $919,579.59 on contract 4209. This is with Walsh and K5. We want them to modify the team involved within their contract limits to mitigate a conflict with the Ms. and John Warming. And this work is necessary to keep our mainline construction activities going this year. Like, we could shut down the job, relocate the Nizamjaw water main, and then move forward with our work later, but we know that's going to not be very cost effective for us. So we're making the modification to the routine while the job is in progress, and it is a more cost effective way to deal with this kind of thing.
Deal, keep going.
Item 14, change order extra work order requesting funding in amount of $276,759.75. This is our contract 4212. This is with FH Pash and SM Nielsen for relocation of a 10-inch water main to the village of Rosemont. This is at the bridge they're building over Mannheim Road. It's on the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway, and this is the one I told you about. The village is going to be reimbursing us for this work.
Paul, just for clarification's sake, maybe for the committee's knowledge, this is a 10-inch water main. You've referred to the Nizamjaw water main on several occasions in previous jobs. Can you give a little 5-second, 10-second overview of the Nizamjaw water main so that we...
So the Nizamjaw water main...
So we know when we're talking about moving water mains, there's...
Yes.
Everything is relative.
Yes. This is true. So the Nizamjaw water main is actually a water main that serves 500,000 customers in northeastern Illinois. I forget the number of communities. I think it's 8 or 9 communities. It starts out as a 90-inch at O'Hare, and it runs westward from there. It does decrease in size as it goes further west, but throughout most of our 25-mile section, it's a very, very large utility that we've done everything possible to mitigate and minimize impacts with that utility. So we tried our best to design around it. We have entered into agreement with JAWA. They have agreed to reimburse us for up to, I believe it's $70 million in potential work that could be done. And we are working right now within that limit. And, you know, it is enabling us to move forward with our work on 90, but yes, as the executive director's pointed out, there are times where it is much cheaper and cost effective for us to redo our work than to actually relocate the utility. 10-inch water mains, that can be done relatively straightforward. 90-inch water mains require a whole other level of expertise and effort.
Thank you, Paul.
Big fire.
That's a great way of saying it in 5 seconds. It's a big fire.
Item 15. This is a change order extra work order requesting funding in amount of $505,394.42. Signed contract 4210. This is the contract we have with Lord, specifically for removal and disposal of additional quantities of unsuitable material, doing subgrade soil modification, and replacing some of the poor soil with coarse granular embankment. This is on Jane Adams between Oaken Street and Wolf Road.
Any questions on that? We're almost there. Bring us home.
Item 16. This is a change order requesting funding in amount of $480,486 on contract 5661. It's with current contracting company. What they're doing for us on this contract is, part of their work on this contract is replacement of a crossroad bridge. Reynolds Road goes over I-88. It's a very small structure. When they got out there, they scarified the deck, and the amount of deterioration was much greater than what we anticipated. And actually, to do all the partial deck repairs or patching that would be required, it would have cost us about $900,000. So we're taking and recommending a more cost-effective route, which is just a complete new redeck for $480,486.
Good. 17
is the last one I will present. It's a change order requesting funding in amount of $351,549. It's on contract 4602. with FH Patch and SM Nielsen. We need additional quantities of warm mix asphalt. This is associated with work on an Elgin O'Hare project. We use the warm mix asphalt for all of our shoulder work, and the quantities in the original contract documents were lacking.
Okay. And you wanted to speak to 18?
18. It's customary and typical on these items that pertain to land acquisition to defer those to the full board, and the full board usually reviews and considers them in the executive session before reconvening and taking formal action on them. So we're probably going to follow the standard procedure here and defer this to the full board.
Perfect. Without objection, engineering item 18 will be deferred to the executive session of our October board meeting. If there's no objection, I would like to take, cut me off, there is objection, to take each one of these one by one. I'd like to take all the engineering items as a group.
Actually kind of as subgroups, one through four. Contracts.
Contracts.
Change orders.
Gotcha. So engineering items one through four we'll do first. So may I have a motion for engineering items one through four, to which are to be constructed, construction contracts for the consideration and action.
To consolidate.
To consolidate, pardon me, yes. So there's a motion to consolidate items one through four in engineering. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Director Dodson. All those in favor of the consolidation of these four items?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. They're now consolidating. Having approved these for consolidation, may I now have a motion to approve placement of engineering items one through four on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation. Is there a motion for that?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Chair Gomez, second by Director Dodson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. The ayes have it. Okay. The motion passes, so engineering items one through four have been approved and will be placed on our October board meeting agenda with FAO committee recommendation for approval. Engineering item five is a professional service contract taken alone. May I have a motion to approve placement of engineering item five on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation?
So moved.
Motion by Director Dodson. Is there a second?
Second.
By Director Brooks. Are there any questions, concerns, or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Motion passes. Engineering item five has been approved. It will be placed on the October Board of Directors meeting agenda with FAO committee recommendation for approval. Finally, let's take items 6 through 17, so pretty much got the other one.
Right.
6 through 17 with each change order, extra work orders. May I first have a motion to consolidate items 6 through 17 for consideration and action?
So moved.
Motion by Chair Gomez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Director Dodson. Are there any comments or concerns? Or actually, we're consolidating. So all those in favor, indicate by saying yay. Or aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any no? The ayes have it, they're consolidated. May I have, having approved the consolidation of these items, may I now have a motion to approve placement for engineering items 6 through 17 on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation?
Motion.
Motion by Director Dodson, second by Chair Collins. Are there any questions or comments on these items? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying yes.
Aye.
Aye. Any no? The ayes have it. So the motion passes. Engineering items 6 through 17 have been approved for placement on our October board meeting agenda with FAO committee's recommendation for approval. Legal. Under legal, I understand we have four items for consideration for the committee. Two legal items which will be deferred. David, would you like to present these legal items for consideration for us?
Thank you very much, Director. Good morning. Our first IGA intergovernmental agreement, as the board well knows. These are agreements with municipal neighbors along our system. We have our first one this morning involving DuPage County, Elk Grove Village, the City of Wooddale. This would be in the area along the Elgin O'Hare Western Access that we're building at Lively Boulevard. Elgin O'Hare will go over Lively Boulevard. In fact, it does today. It looks fantastic. This sets out rights and obligations between the parties associated with this project. For Elk Grove, we are doing at their request some signage on the bridge that introduces you to the village as you enter. For the City of Wooddale, there are some things going back and forth. Wooddale's asked for some signage similar to Elk Grove, access control fencing, and a path and transitional sidewalk, which will be done by us at their cost. There's some sewer, sanitary sewer manhole structures that need to be relocated as part of this. This is a tollway cost, they're the city's sewer, and so we have obligations in this contract for permitting, cooperation, et cetera. And then the biggest aspect of the IGA is we are in fact buying 5 parcels of real estate from the city of Wooddale, approximately $1.305 million for these 5 parcels. When you add up all the math between us and Wooddale, the tollway will owe the city of Wooddale $1,333,374.95.
Okay.
Our item number 2, another IGA. This involves IDOT, Illinois Department of Transportation, Cook County, DuPage County, and the village of Itasca. I would direct you on this one to the area along the Elgin O'Hare, just east of 290 and north of Thorndale in the village of Itasca. Here, the village has asked that we do things such as an additional shared use path, some LED signage, a new water main, and a lining of the sanitary sewer. Again, these are enhancements to what we would ordinarily do on the contract. So we will do the work. They will reimburse the tollway. When you net things out, we actually have a payable to the village of Itasca for something separate and aside from this, but when you net all that out, the village owes the tollway $49,560.95.
Okay.
Items number 3 and 4 are actually related in that the village of Shawn...
For a clarification,
sure.
Point, on our packet, it indicates there's a cost to the tollway of $49,560.95.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you indicated...
Thank you very much.
Cost to Itasca, so I just want the board to be clear, this is a cost to the tollway, not revenue from
I get a few miscues every year, and
I'm kind of right,
I'm getting towards the end of the year, so I'm going to have to start using them up in the next few months.
Sorry.
Thank you, Greg, that's exactly right. Items 3 and 4 are related with the village of Schaumburg. Here I would direct you to the interchange at Meacham Road along I-90. As is typical when we build these interchanges, at village request and we begin to partner with them, we have a cost sharing policy. Typically, it doesn't always work out to the penny, but typically these are 50-50 cost shares, both for the cost of construction and then some of the ancillary services that will be performed around the interchange. At the village's request, we've actually broken this one up into 2 agreements. Item 3 is that more ancillary type work, dealing with things such as utility relocation, sanitary sewer, and landscaping work. When you net all of this activity out, there's already been some work performed in the area. When you net all this out, there will be $83,035.45 payable to the tollway by the village.
You got that right.
I got that one right. Item 4, again, directing you to the same interchange. This is the big construction activity. So this is the cost share for actually constructing and designing the interchange. After totaling the charges and applying various credits, the village's cost responsibility, again, to the tollway, will be $10,236,005.71. And those are items 5 and 6. We're happy to take, but I think the recommendation is we would go into executive session at the full board to discuss. We'll be dealing with 2, I would say, run-of-the-mill litigation settlements.
So the language is right here. There's a payment to the toll.
Okay, well, in the meantime, I know we're not talking to David right now, but without objection, we'll take legal items 5 and 6, and we'll defer those to our executive session or our October 4 meeting. If there's no objection, I would like to take the remaining legal items as a group. May I first have a motion to consult?
Ask you to hold just for 1 second, because Mr. Goldberg may not have to be cashing in one of his I-spoken correctly checks.
Somebody may have to
cash in.
Well, we can do the formality of consolidation and let us know if he's right or wrong. So may I first have a motion to consolidate the legal items 1 through 4 for consideration and action?
So
motion by Dotson, second by Gomez. All in favor indicate by saying
aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
The ayes have it. So having approved the consolidation of these items, we now I'll pause for a second and find out if David's right or wrong.
Good.
Are we good to go, or is there a change?
David was right first. By agreeing with Greg, I was therefore wrong.
Thank you.
I think the directors will give you your job.
What's in front of me says cost to the total, so there is no cost to the total.
No cost to the total. It looks like a scrivener's error on our agenda. Cost is coming by the village to the total, $49,560.95 on item two. So that's how we'll put it on the full board agenda.
Thank you.
And I'll buy Greg a larger birthday gift at lunchtime.
Okay, well, now that our items are all consolidated and clear, and David wasn't wrong, may I have a motion to approve the consolidated items for legal items 1-4 onto the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation. Is there a motion by Gomez? Is there a second by?
Second.
Okay, second by Director Brooks. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. So the motion passes. Legal items 1-4 have been placed onto our October board meeting agenda with FAO committee's recommendation for approval. Is there any unfinished business that we have to attend to? Is there any new business? Do we have a need to go into executive session?
We do not.
Any business? Okay. So there being no further business, may I have a motion to adjourn? Motion by Dotson, second by Gomez. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We are out.